The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
That must mean we're going to talk sports, and we are with Britt McHenry. She's a contributor at The Federalist, former ESPN reporter. Britt, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for joining us. Britt?
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. You have been really vocal in your criticism of GQ Magazine for naming Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year. Gee, why?
Well, I saw it early yesterday morning, and it just really struck me for a few reasons. One being, I don't think it's relevant to the timeliness of this year. He isn't playing this season. I can understand to an extent if this was chosen last November when he was still in the midst of his protest and he was with the San Francisco 49ers. It would make a little bit more sense to me in that regard. And then the other issue I had was I started thinking about it, and J.J. Watt popped into my head. If you're going to choose a football player for their contributions to society this year, I Googled what he did with his fundraising efforts for Hurricane Harvey in the city of Houston, and I didn't even realize that he raised $37 million. If you remember, Ellen DeGeneres donated, athletes from all different sports were donating to his fund. He himself contributed his own money to it. I saw that, and I just thought this is a very significant impact. And in my personal views, and everybody has their own, I come from a military family. I never really agreed with Kaepernick's form of protest during the national anthem. And I also never really said this when I was a reporter at ESPN because I had to cover the nuts and bolts of each game and be in those locker rooms, and I wasn't in a space like I am now to give my opinion. But just think about all the different things that he's done that have gone counter to his message. Wearing the socks depicting police officers as pigs, wearing a Fidel Castro shirt in Miami. I'm from South Florida. That is just something you do not do. And all of the different offensive things his girlfriend has posted on the internet about different NFL owners like Steve Bisciotti. I just think in a lot of ways he's hampered his own abilities to get back into the NFL, and I've always taken that stance. And I just didn't think it would go viral like it did.
Yeah.
To put it mildly, you know, that tweet got like 60,000 favorites, and I guess a lot of people feel the same.
Also, let's not forget he's vegan, and that's crazy. God gives us dominion over the beasts for a reason. Let's talk about this too, because it seems like it reeks of desperation, both on the part of Colin Kaepernick, who's trying to remain relevant, and GQ. Mm-hmm. So they decide to, as you said, kind of pick somebody who was culturally relevant last year. And additionally, he doesn't even give them an interview. He declines to even speak on the record to the magazine. Yet they're like, that's good enough. Let's put him on the cover.
Yeah, that's something he did often when he was playing. I can tell you that much. When I covered the 49ers a lot in 2014, and they were still really good at that time, he was sort of immature with the media. He would never, he would barely ever speak to us. They had two facilities at the time when they were building their current facility out in San Jose. and or Santa Clara, rather. And he would sort of, like, hide in the one locker room, the old locker room, and dodge any media availability. So initially I sort of thought, okay, maybe I might have very different beliefs in terms of what he's doing a year ago, but he's taking a stand. He's becoming more vocal in what he believes in. But now that I see what you just mentioned, I see he didn't show up in New York for the meeting that Malcolm Jenkins invited him to with the owners.
Do you, Britt McHenry, do you think that he's afraid of defending his ideas in public?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case or he thinks he becomes more of this, like, man, myth, the legend by not speaking to anyone. But if you really were committed to your cause, that is what you should be doing. You should be communicating because there is a huge chunk of the population that doesn't fully accept or understand, and I'm one of them, and his communication, I think, would bridge that gap, but he refuses to do it. So that's part of philanthropy, and I don't really have an adequate answer for that because I think he's failing in that department.
Let's talk about the NFL for a second here. Mm-hmm. We've got Roger Goodell, who is up for renewal, and in his contract, he's reportedly asking for $49.5 million. He makes $30 mm-hmm. million a year now. He wants $49.5 million because he's done such a great job. use of a private plane, private jet for life, and health care for his entire family for mm-hmm. life. There are some, though, Jerry Jones doesn't like the idea of giving him this kind of cash. Do you think he's going to get it?
I would be surprised. I think the timing of this coming out is a little peculiar in the fact that he and Jerry Jones are not on great terms right now, given the Ezekiel Elliott suspension that Goodell is really trying to uphold for six games. So you wonder which owner was leaking that and pushing it. I wouldn't know the full extent. I do know that Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen, who broke that story, are as reliable as it comes with the NFL. So I believe everything that's in this report. You have to look at it and consider his resume, which you touched on. Let's go back to 2014 with the inadequate punishment of Ray Rice, former running back for the Ravens. Only two games for serious domestic violence that later was seen to the world on video. That was inexcusable. Then there was Deflategate, the ego-driven feud with the New England Patriots. 1 year later, they won the Super Bowl. And now, again, his issue with the Cowboys. And that's not even to mention the national anthem protest that's been going on. Like, why didn't he come out like Adam Silver did with the NBA before the season even started, get out in front of it? And, oh, by the way, Adam Silver only makes $10 million a year.
Well, the argument that Goodell's defenders are making, okay, yeah, maybe he's horrible, if we'll concede this, horrible at the public relations side of things, but he's good with the business. Is that your sense?
Mm-hmm. I have had a few of my former colleagues point that out, the success of the television deals. So from a monetary perspective, perhaps at least the high salary could somewhat be warranted. I don't think he will ever get $49.5 million. And to that extent, I pointed to, well, look at the ratings decline now. Look at the oversaturation that everyone is pointing to with the NFL. With those Thursday night games, there's been a bit of apathy. The schedules have gotten weaker. And the Monday night rights are coming up in just a few years. And there's a lot of talk that ESPN may not go for them because it's a weak schedule, and it's a lot of money. They overpaid significantly for that. So that was a mistake that may not repeat, and I don't know if you can bank and put all your chips in him for the future.
Yeah, hard to be an entertainment powerhouse if you don't have an audience. Good point. Thank you, Britt McHenry.
Britt McHenry, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Talk to him.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.